What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams. As always, I'm joined by Chris Abacon.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on? And special guest. So we have a co-host filling in for Shannon for this week. It's Daniel. So he is a friend of the podcast. We know him personally from working in Virginia. So he's worked with me, Shannon, and Levon. And I think it's been 8 years since last time we talked. Yeah, it's crazy. So he'll be with us for the remainder of the week, and he will go over his cybersecurity origin story and all that good stuff on Friday's episode. So definitely tune in for that. So without further ado, I give it to Chris.
So our first article for here is going to be Roku says 576,000 accounts were breached in a cyber attack by John Tufi on CNN.com. This article summarizes that about 576,000 accounts were compromised in a cyber attack, which was in the second security breach for a streaming service this year. So this way, hackers gained access to the accounts through stolen login credentials. So the technique they used was called credential stuffing, right? So what they did was they found all these databases offline, or the hackers, and all they did was they just brute forced into there with known credentials, right? So basically, this means that this is one of the reasons why everybody says, you know, you should have different passwords for different accounts, right? But to kind of go back to the story, the credentials were used to access to Roku accounts that were likely from data breaches, right? They're saying that there's no indication that the source of the account credentials using the attacks that were that Roku's top processes were compromised in the incident, and only fewer than 400 cases were actually used to make purchases and things of that nature, right? So they say Roku says the malicious actors were not able to access sensitive user information or credit card information, or again, with any of these streams and with any of these damage, because we don't really know the extent of the damage or how deep the attackers were able to get into the system. What they're saying, what Roku is saying at least, is now they're saying they will implement two-factor authentication across all Roku accounts, which might be a little bit annoying for those of you that like to just turn on the TV and there's, you know, your Roku's, you know, readily available. But yeah, they're saying that two-factor authentication is the thing now. Lastly, in the article, they do go over some tips for security accounts. So it's pretty basic stuff. So they say stuff like, hey, make sure that you're creating unique passwords. Make sure you use a mix of letters and symbols and numbers, and at least 8 characters long. I know the list of our passwords in the security world are a lot longer than 8 characters. And they also say to beware internet scams, phishing emails, suspicious requests, things of that nature. Apparently also the company's stock went down nearly 3% since the security breach was announced. But again, I just think this particular article or the bet highlights the importance of, you know, identity and access management, right? You know, for users, it is all about, you know, making sure you're doing due diligence, your passwords long enough, using even something like a password manager. Right, so I like me personally. I don't want to run our passwords. I use either the Apple or the Chrome password manager, where it creates a password for me. It's complete gibberish, and there's no way you'll be able to. There's no way you'll be able to figure it out. Like you've seen those memes online where it's like Apple's password manager tells you something. It's like sticking your tongues. And that's exactly what your password needs to be. Right, you want to make sure your password is strong. But make sure your passwords are secure and they're long enough, because the shorter your passwords are, the faster the hacker can figure out through brute force what your account password is. With that said, Daniel, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit a lot of good points here. I mean, this is one of those things where I actually haven't used a Roku in a long time, but my mom has a Roku device, you know, so she's all these streaming services, you know, ease access, you know, kind of cable television is going away. We're in the era of like all these streaming services. So Roku devices are very popular. There's a Roku app, right? And there's a lot of television, a lot of smart TVs nowadays. So This kind of event, you know, is happening a lot. You know, reading the article, there's a couple of things that made me laugh a lot. When you read the article in the beginning, it says about in quotation marks. So about 576, you know, it's really reassuring from a company when, you know, they don't really want very forward facing with what's actually going on. And I think that also speaks to, you know, how a company discloses a cyber event really affects their outlook towards the community and their stock pricing. You know, if you look at a company, I think CrowdStrike last year, one of the big cybersecurity companies had, you know, cyber breach last year. But how they disclosed it, if you look at their stock prices during that range, they actually kind of stayed even keel and they actually went up a little bit, right? Because obviously they're forward leading, they're in the industry and they're able to show, hey, this is what we did, this is how we protected information, and this is where we went from. So obviously Roku doesn't fall in that industry, but having a strong cybersecurity team to kind of get in front of these kind of things can really make the difference for a company when we talk about stock prices. I find it kind of alarming. Now we're enforcing two-factor authentication, right? Kind of some of those basics. Even if you don't want to enforce two-factor for logging in, at least for the user's account information or purchasing information, I think is really important. Kind of like basic cyber grooming or cyber awareness at that point, especially from a company. You know, when you think about who uses, you know, these kind of devices, it goes, it's a very wide range, right? It can come from like my kids using it to my mom, right? So their cyber awareness or their like protecting their personal information might not be that in depth. And that's kind of like why we should go over these kind of, these things should be commonplace, right? When we're talking to our families and friends, especially for these like easy low level devices. I didn't really know about credential stuffing, which is kind of funny. So when I read this article, I kind of did a YouTube deep dive in it, and it just shows how easy it is, right? Like, you don't need to be a high-level hacker to use credential stuffing. You can, like, literally pay in the dark web for a previous breach, a bunch of user accounts, get a botnet, which you could probably purchase as a SaaS these days in the dark web as well, and then just, like, try to log into a bunch of accounts and see what's out there and see what hits. So I use Keeper personally as a password manager. I think in a previous episode, Ryan, you mentioned like this year's the year I'm going to update all my passwords.
Yeah, this is the year.
And I think that's like almost a good next step, kind of like in basic cyber grooming, is just going in and just, you know, hitting that automate button for the passwords, like you're saying. So it's just gibberish, taking the 2 hours it'll take to change all your passwords, and then, you know, just being safe in that aspect too, or protected against these kind of attacks. Well, I don't know. That's my thoughts. What do you think, Ryan?
No, absolutely. So before we jump into that, I have to pander to the audience. Please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. We are on all the platforms now that you could think of, to include Medium for our articles. So every episode gets an article. Check us out on LinkedIn. And then at the end of the week, we do the recap, which we call a weekly rundown, just like the episode. But it's a newsletter that has all of our episodes in it with links to the articles. So definitely check all that stuff out. We're over 1,000 subs to it, which I'm greatly appreciative to everybody who's tuning in. And with that comes, we have over 50% read, which I did not expect to happen at all. I found just putting in your inbox and you would ignore me, but you read it. So I appreciate that. And then I always say like, share, subscribe, because we're trying to get our numbers up on YouTube. But back to the topic, right? So the topic at hand, I'm a little upset about it, not because it's not out of the norm for this to happen, but I've been telling family members to get Roku devices. So giving them bad information now, right? Like, I'm supposed to be the security guy in the family. So I have 3 televisions that have Roku baked into them, right? They're TCL TVs. Not all my TVs have Roku in it, but those, it's easy, it's cheap, but now it's a new attack vector, right? So when my mother-in-law asked me, like, what should I get for my TV? Because it's not so smart. I say, oh, go get a Roku, which she did. And now she probably won't read that article, but she might watch the show. And know, I set her up for failure, right? So that part kind of troubles me. It's not out of the norm. And just like Daniel said, this is the year to update your passwords. And I do agree with Chris. That's what I've been looking at doing that as well, as turning them into gibberish. But my fear is that I lose access to my browser for some reason. And then I'm up a creek. Like, MFA will save me, but I will have to do a lot of resets if I lose that access. So I'm just afraid of having all my eggs in one basket, basically. But it is the safer out of the, I'm going to use the same password for 50 accounts and just change, you know, like put a couple numbers at the end of it or whatever. It is complete gibberish. And whatever the algorithm is that's putting it together, obviously, could be, I guess, discerned or figured out, but I doubt it. Like, it's got a lot of security baked in. It's probably at least AES 256 or higher. So until we get quantum computers in our house, you'll be fairly safe. But my fear is that someone takes my browser and then I have no ability to get into any of my stuff. So there's a little bit of ebb and flow with it. So maybe, you know, split it up, like half will be Chrome, half will be IE or something like that. Or it's not IE anymore. I'm old. What is it called? It's
Edge.
Yeah. So there is some of that, but, I did dig into it a little bit. So I put on my consultant hat and I'm just like, man, this sounds like Roku is going to have some issues with third party vendor, management from their clients. So like Roku is baked into like TCL TVs and things of that nature. So if I'm TCL or I don't know who else has it, maybe Vizio or some of the other ones, I'm going to hammer them hard to be like, I need to see your updated incident response plan. I'm going to see your updated information security policy. I'm going to need a lot of things because there's controls tied to this, right? And then what are those controls or what are those parent documents? So I got real nerdy for whatever reason. And I was like, okay, you have obviously your NIST special publication. So you have SP 800-53 Rev 5. So that'll be security and privacy controls for information systems and organizations. You have SP 800-161 Rev 1, which is cybersecurity supply chain risk management. That's going to be big because now with your SolarWinds, your Sunburst, and all the other stuff like government regulation, when it comes to you disclosing your third-party vendor management is becoming more and more prevalent. So you being a third-party supplier such as Roku, because every device is not a Roku device, but a lot of devices have Roku baked in, you're going to go through hoops like crazy. Like whomever is on the other side, like I said, your TCLs or whomever are going to be asking you or scrutinizing your documentation moving forward. And then that trickles down to other companies who have not been breached, right? If Roku could be hit in this manner, then who's to say, I can't even think of another, like Apple. Apple be scrutinized because Apple's making to televisions. Before there was Roku, there was Amazon Fire Sticks and things of that nature. Like those should also be scrutinized. Like these major companies will have to kind of tighten down on their policy when it comes to them supplying these apps to first parties. And then the last one being the NIST CSF version 2.0. So there's a lot of governance baked into that as well. And there's a more of a focus on vendor management. So all the above will now be highly scrutinized when it comes to Roku as a company and then anyone who provides services such as Roku, because this is a huge breach. Even though only 400 accounts circumcised, I don't even know what that word would be, apps and things like that being purchased and then Roku having to refund those people. What if it wasn't 400? What if it was 4,000? What if it was 40,000? Or they're saying upwards of, you know, 350K were breached. What if it was 400,000? You know what I mean? Like this scales and that could be kind of dangerous. Can Roku afford to refund, you know, hundreds of thousands of people's accounts if someone were to purchase an app? Like that could be millions of dollars out of Roku's pocket. So, yeah, they just have to get better. MFA should have been in there from the start. I always joked with the Vaughn in the past about MFA because it's super annoying, especially if you work in a government facility with no windows, right? Having to do MFA, sprint to your car or to the box to reset to authenticate was always a pain in the butt. But in cases like this where it's something for your home, right, who doesn't have their phone in their lap or their pocket? So it's a lot easier. So yeah, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing for a long time until we get away from passwords. whenever that happens, we've had several episodes where we talk about the passwordless future, right? So who's to say when that switch will be flipped? But at the end of the day, 2024 should be your year to update all your passwords, because everybody's getting breached. It's just become the norm. It's an easy target. You are the soft target now for them to make whatever little bit of money they can make off of you, because it scales well. So a little bit of work can give them a lot of bit of money. So we'll see what the future holds. But with that being said, a great first episode with Daniel. So again, tune in throughout the week. He'll be here throughout the week. And then Friday, we're going to go over his cybersecurity origin story and his background and what have you. So you have three CISPs on for this week. So I wish I would have filled in some questions, but it was a long week. Let's just say that. So definitely continue to tune in. We should have Shannon back in the next couple of weeks or so. So tune in for that as well. And then, like I said, hit up all the websites that go by our name. It should be The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, or Ask a CISP. And then you can find us on all the platforms, but definitely check out our articles on both LinkedIn and Medium. I think it's an evolving product. And then at the end of the week, we roll it all up. So in case you missed a couple episodes or what have you, you have a one-stop shop in our newsletter that goes right to your inbox. So definitely check that out. It's called The Weekly Rundown. You can find us. You can find it on LinkedIn, and the article will be baked into the description as well. So hit up all the websites, read all the articles, like and share all the things. We greatly appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay secure.